I wouldn't worry, my mother said. There's always work for lingerie buyers. There's no work for lingerie buyers, especially ones who worked for E.E. Martin. Having held a salaried position with E.E. Martin made me as appealing as a leper. E.E. Martin had skimped on the palm greasing this winter, and as a result, its mob affiliations were made public. The CEO was indicted for illegal business practices. E.E. Martin sold out to Baldicott Incorporated, and through no fault of my own, I was caught in the house-cleaning sweep. I'd been out of work for 6 months.
6 months? And I didn't know? Your own mother didn't know you were out on the streets?
I'm not out on the streets. I've been doing temporary jobs, filing and stuff, and steadily sliding downhill. I was registered with every search firm in the greater Trenton area, and I religiously read the want ads. I wasn't being all that choosy, drawing the line at telephone soliciting and kennel attendant. But my future didn't look great. I was overqualified for entry level, and I lacked experience in management. My father forked another slab of pot roast onto his plate. He'd worked for the post office for 30 years and had opted for early retirement. Now he drove a cab part-time.
"I saw your cousin Vinny yesterday," he said. "He's looking for someone to do filing. You should give him a call."
Just the career move I'd been hoping for. Filing for Vinny. Of all my relatives, Vinny was my least favorite. Vinny was a worm, a sexual lunatic, a dog turd. "What does he pay?" I asked. My father shrugged.
"Gotta be minimum wage."
Wonderful. The perfect position for someone already in the depths of despair. Rotten boss, rotten job, rotten pay. The possibilities for feeling sorry for myself would be endless.
"And the best part is that it's close," my mother said. "You can come home every day for lunch."
I nodded numbly, thinking I'd sooner stick a needle in my eye.